Miguel leaned over and patted me on the head. Good dog, Hank. You are very smart. Stay away from Pico. Well, I hardly knew how to respond. I mean, we ranch dogs aren't used to so much kindness and attention, and heck, if Miguel wanted to bring me another soda pop, suddenly they were all gone. Back to work fixing tires, clanging and banging and making hissing noises, and I found myself all alone. Oh well, 1 minute a star, the next minute just another dog on the street. But it had been nice basking in the lime juice and enjoying my brief moments of, excuse me, fame. They were making so much racket in there, it was hurting my ears, so I headed outside. And let me hasten to add that my leaving the shop had nothing to do with the so-called dog-eating cat. It had suddenly occurred to me that Drover needed another lecture on something or other. He could always use another lecture, so I... It had nothing to do with the cat. A blue pickup pulled up in front of the shop. A man came inside rolling a tire. We passed, and I had to get out of his way, otherwise he might have run over me with his tire. I hopped up into the back of Slim's pickup and saw Drover. What was he doing now? His eyes were wide open, and he seemed to be jerking his head toward... My eyes went to the back of the blue pickup, and I found myself staring right into the ugly face of... You'll never guess who it was. Bruno the Boxer? Nope. Rufus the Doberman Pinscher? Nope. Rambo the Great Dane? Wrong again. No, it was the face of a Wattrailer. And I happened to know the guy. His name was Bruiser. Are you shocked? I knew you would be. But the tip-off was the blue pickup, don't you see? I had identified it the very moment. Okay, maybe I'd missed that little clue, but the important thing was that Bruiser was sitting in a pickup not 10 feet away from us. And he looked mad. Real mad. He recognized me.
So it's you again.
All at once I felt myself sinking and shrinking and slinking, shall we say, and wilting under the glare of that big ape. Yipes! Who could look into such terrible eyes? And all at once I began to regret all the, rude and tacky things I had... Drover, don't say a word. Not one word. We have entered into a situation here that could prove to be very dangerous.
Yeah, I know.
Bruiser's voice cut through the silence like a chainsaw.
Hey, you. Dummy. Come here.